Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Jim Hansen, Executive VP of the Center for Security Policy, sitting in for Frank Gaffney today. I'm going to ask you folks to indulge me for the first segment, because I'm a little chafed. I'm a tad bit angry. And to be perfectly honest, I am absolutely apoplectic, let's not mince words, about Hillary Clinton. Now, this is not about the presidential campaign, because I'm not here to tell you who to vote for. That's not my job. But I am a former military member. I served in 1st Special Forces Group. And I'm an American citizen. And I am disgusted by the fact that we don't seem to be able to hold Hillary Clinton accountable for any of the years and years of corruption and crimes against our national security that she's committed. It seems that somehow there may be Clinton privilege that immunizes you from having to bear responsibility for anything that a normal citizen, a normal human being, any other member in public service could get clapped in irons for. And yet somehow, instead of being in shackles, answering for all of her malfeasance, Hillary parades around right now lying out of her mouth every day about what she's done, and somehow we can't get the media interested in this. We can't get our federal law enforcement interested in this. I was not shocked by any way, shape, or form that the Department of Justice was not going to take action against Hillary, but I think we all held out hope that the FBI director would at least recommend, based on the voluminous evidence, that she be indicted for her email debacle. Didn't happen. And now she talks as if FBI Director Comey somehow cleared her of these charges. He simply failed to do his job, and in any decent world would be packing his bags and looking for work. So let's go back a tad bit in this and talk about what exactly Hillary has done that has been so awful. Now, when she was Secretary of State, we'll skip her time as Senator. She did nothing of note. But when she became Secretary of State, she and Bill had gone from being dead broke when they left the White House, barely able to maintain their several households around the country, to running the Clinton Foundation and stacking money to the ceiling in ways that would make Scrooge McDuck envious. The Clinton Foundation and Hillary's position as Secretary of State was a 1-2 punch of pay-for-play corruption that boggles the mind. Now, this purported public servant, Madam Clinton, served mainly herself, her family, and her cronies, and sadly, many of America's enemies. They would hand them money, and in order to gain access to the machinations going on in the Secretary of State's office and in the Department of State and in other organs of government. And in return, Hillary's staff at the State Department was coordinating meetings for them for donors to the Clinton Foundation. Now, I don't know if any of you are particularly familiar with the ethics that are supposed to be followed by government service, but that is wrong. That is absolutely not supposed to happen. And Hillary had promised that it would not happen. She had said that they would do nothing that would provide any even appearance of conflict of interest. Well, when donors to the Clinton Foundation are hassling Clinton Foundation staff, and Clinton Foundation staff are hassling Hillary's State Department staff, and that staff is facilitating meetings, that's not an appearance of conflict of interest. That's corruption. And whatever it takes, you don't need to show that a quid pro quo happened and some action was taken by the State Department after that. The quid pro quo comes by getting access to a meeting with these American officials that you couldn't have gotten otherwise unless you handed the Clinton Foundation money. And let's not pretend that these potentates and tyrants and enemies of freedom and democracy were donating money to the Clinton Foundation because it does so much good work. I mean, barely 10% of the money that goes in that place comes out as actual charity. Every once in a while, they may fly over a disaster area and kick out a couple cases of water from their plane. The rest of that money goes to paying exorbitant salaries to the family and friends and other members of their corrupt empire. Bill Clinton made $18 million to be the honorary chairman of a board. Gulf Arab states write massive checks. The Russians made donations to the Clinton Foundation and ended up getting a bunch of uranium deals they wanted done. It's near impossible for any sentient being to look at this and not smell the fetid stench of corruption. And yet, the press seems fundamentally disinterested. Our organs of national security and federal law enforcement don't seem to think this falls in their purview. And the Clintons just keep raking in the cash and handing out the favors. Can you imagine if this is what we know about, if these are the donations we've heard about, the hundreds of millions of dollars, what happened with unregistered backsheesh that was passed around in satchels or perhaps even pallets of cash? Makes you wonder if the Obama team's ransom payment technique for the Iran deal came from Clinton Foundation tradecraft. And let's not pretend this doesn't happen all over the world. Like I said, I was in Army Special Forces. On one of our deployments, we were in a country, and one of the local host nation military leaders asked myself and another member of our team to join his shooting team for a competition against one of his rivals. He brought us in basically as ringers. We went, we shot, we won. Shocking. What was shocking was afterwards, he was very happy, obviously, and he brought us over to his vehicle and said, I've got something for you. And that, you know, obviously the hairs on the neck go up. He pops open the back of his SUV, and there's guns everywhere, boxes of them. You know, some of them were civilian weapons, but a bunch of them were U.S. military weapons still in their brand new packaging that we had given his country as military aid. So he essentially had stolen from his own country's military supplies, supplies we had given to them, and he was going to give them to us, U.S. military members, as reward slash bribes. And he didn't seem to think this was the slightest bit out of line. We knew it was, and unlike many of the rest of these folks, we didn't take it. But now you've got the Clinton Foundation, and we have no idea the depth of the corruption that has gone on because no one seems to want to look at it. It's insane to any reasonable person, and unfortunately, I don't think there's going to be any way to rectify it under the current administration, who seems to think she is just a fine, upstanding public servant. So we're stuck there, and let's take a look at another of her egregious disgraces to our national security. Her email debacle of setting up a private server, which there's no doubt in anybody's mind that this was done to hide her operations from public scrutiny. Well, first of all, what a completely incompetent way to have done that shows she's obviously not fit to run a criminal empire. But she claims now that she can't remember even signing or getting any training about how to handle classified information. Apparently because of the head injury she suffered. Well, that's a little scary on its own, but we actually have a copy of the non-disclosure agreement she signed that affirms her positive responsibility to safeguard classified info. Add to that the fact that they destroyed tens of thousands of government documents of her emails that were under subpoena at the time. Last time I checked, I'm not a lawyer, I don't play one on television, but I'm pretty sure that's a crime. Maybe somebody should take a look at that. And the fact that the deleted emails she claimed were about yoga and Chelsea's wedding actually happened to have information about Benghazi and a ton more classified info? but she was just wiping them with a cloth? I don't think so. When you use a software program called BleachBit and pound your BlackBerries with hammers, you are trying to destroy evidence. They did that, and someone needs to hold them accountable. This is Jim Hansen, and up next, we will talk with Diana West about the Washington Post's newfound interest in Russian involvement in U.S. politics.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.